on the corner of Mountain and Third.
The Third Street Coffee House is a smoke-free, alcohol-free, atmosphere-rich listening room in Roanoke, Virginia that has been hosting the finest in live, local, and regional music since 1987. To do our part during the current coronavirus situation, we've temporarily closed our doors to live audiences. However, you can join us now on Facebook Live at the usual time every Friday night at 7:30. The following program was recorded live at Third Street in front of a minimal audience of volunteers helping the performer interact with folks online. Find our Facebook page to stay up to date on other musical events. Third Street Coffee House, where the song lives on.
Savor the feeling. Footsteps on the ceiling.
87. And right around the year 2000, things were not going well for the company. And we had a boss. And my uncle once observed that people like my boss at the time was someone you simply can't fire fast enough. And as a result, I wrote this song. It's about the worst boss I ever had at the best company I ever worked for. And it's called Ought to Be. Lou was always last one picked when they chose sides in school. He wasn't quick, he wasn't strong, he dropped the ball, it all went wrong. But in his way, he had a gift, for he could only see his life not how it really was, but how it ought to be. No matter what the setback, he'd shake his head and sigh. Carefully rebuilding his positions in the sky. One day a famous CEO and the next a profiteer. A living business legend, his unparalleled career. He stumbled through his college years in downtown Baltimore, then had no offers, had no plans, just a basement flat in Maryland. Some bourbon in a sidewalk bar brought his epiphany. So simple to create the man he was always meant to be. An MBA from Wharton and an NCO. Thank you. across the strand to talk for hours with strangers about his days at Alabama, the way things really should have been in his days at Alabama. Snaps all over. Thank you. Thanks. Let's see. Because I was a kind of a technical guy, my whole career I worked for some technology company or other. And I always loved science, so I've written a number of songs about science. And this is one. Let's see how I described it. I said it was brought in my four of my favorite science characters. And it may leave you vaguely unsettled, but let's find out. This song is called Falling. All the things you learn return to surface now and then. I remember Archimedes. Find a lover, set a fulcrum. Einstein wrestled, so they say, with Mephistopheles over moral obligations. And this pacifist who fathered relativity studied war and its creations, lit his pipe and wrote the words that changed us all. Fat
Thank you, thank you. Let's see. I think a lot of songwriters...
You're still singing on Facebook.
Oh, am I?
Yes.
Excellent. Let's see. I think a lot of songwriters, certainly I write more sad songs than happy ones. It's for whatever reasons, I've seen it debated, it just seems to be easier. And I've written several that I dedicated to people that died as I knew them. I had a good friend that died in 1974, and it took me 13 years to finish the piece. But this is an instrumental called Eulogy, and I'm going to play a couple of the movements from it. Well, I'm going to play one and see how that goes, and we'll make up our minds about the second one. But this is the second movement from an instrumental called Eulogy, and I dedicate this to Debbie. Let's see here. That's not it. That's a different song. No, I can't remember. Why can't I get started on this? I'm trying to play something completely different. Tell you what, I'll switch to the other one.
Watching, Josh. Don't feel any pressure.
I got it. I'm going to play the first part because it's easier to do. Sort of goes like that. And this is another song I wrote. This one's for my father. I wrote this shortly after he died, and it's called Gene's Song. Oh,
Thank you.
Oh, I'm supposed to say hi to Wayne. Is this Wayne Willingham? Hi, Wayne. How are you doing? Hope you're watching. I bet you are. Let's see. And folks, if you would, I'm being cue carded to tell you to like, share, and have a watch party. I'm not sure what a watch party is, but if you invite me, well, I'll attend remotely. let's see. What else we got here? In the mid-90s, Volkswagen had a commercial for the new Beetle. And I remember it very clearly, even though I only saw it once, because it was, you know, the streamlined one, and yet it was covered with all these constantly changing psychedelic patterns, and it rose up off the ground, and it spun around and around, and at the end of it, it said, the new Volkswagen, made from recycled UFOs. And I only saw it once, but it had this four-chord thing that it did, some kind of, like, alternative band, and the line, don't live in the same world. And I looked for the song, because I thought it was pretty cool, but it only had two lines. So I never did find who did it. So instead, I plagiarized it and made my own song. And this is the song I did. It's called Same World. Let's see. Live in the same world. I watched as you withdrew, darkened and silent. This place that you've come to, bounded by shadows, bounded by skylight. And all I can do is try to give you the briefest glimpse, one flash of blue. Shoulder says autumn's behind me, the winter grows colder, says that I cannot mend, something's a broken, and though I refuse to hear, yet in the end I feel these words are true. More people to say hello to. Ah, thank you. Thank you for the clicks. Hi, Betsy. I don't know even how to pronounce it. Biesenbach? Biesenbach. I what we've never met.
Let's go to BC.
Rick Rader. Hey, Rick. Are you back from your vacation? Josh Yeager or Jager?
Yeager.
And hi, Denise. I do know Denise. So we have a sparse crowd, but it kind of makes sense. And Bob's come up with a great idea here. Let's see, how much time do I have? I've got one more. Anything else to put in?
David McWilliams.
Thank you, David. Thanks all of you for tuning in and listening, and hope you've enjoyed it. An excellent performer is coming up. I don't need to say much about him. He'll show you what he can do, so stay tuned in. The last song, have you had recurring dreams before? I've had several, and one of them I probably had it 8 or 10 times, and I was sitting in what I realized was a Mexican cantina. And it was like sunny outside, bright. I was really happy. I had, Cuervo in front of me. But there didn't seem to be anybody in there. And I was waiting for someone, waiting for a friend to come. And I hadn't seen him forever. And it got later and later. And of course, it didn't take very long in the dream, really. But all of a sudden, I realized the sun was down. And I couldn't see anything. And my friend had not shown up. And I realized that he had died. And so that was why he was not coming. And then I started reading about the Spanish Civil War and Hemingway, and somehow those two things got kind of crossed up. So this song is called Hemingway's Last Call. Let's see here. Do I have this right? I think I do. Yep. Spanish War, we swear that we would whip the fascists. Law's Brigade, Madrid besiege, the taste of blood and ashes heard, how the children cried, and our laughter died as they ran away. Ernest wrote that Spanish graves are cold, and I believe him. Yours was shallow, for the ground was hard, I had to leave you there. In a snow so light, so thin and white, like a shrouded bay. Fades, the sun falls down, the women all fall. forsaken. And the weather cannot keep these phantoms long. But there's time, like the sand blows by. If I close my eyes, it will slip. My glass and got my hand, and though I truly love you now as I loved you then, we are bound, my friend, and the ties remain. All I got, folks. I ain't got no more. Have a good one.
All right.
Mr. Miller is coming up.
My name's Jeff Miller. Thank you all on Facebook for watching tonight. I hope you're all safe and healthy wherever you are. Well, today happens to be my birthday, and so I'm going to open up with a tune I think you'll all recognize. And if you know what I play, if you know my originals, I guess, in particular, and there's something you haven't heard in a while, feel free to shoot a comment.
very superstitious. There's nothing left to say. Very superstitious. The devil's on his way. Years of bad luck. You know the good things in your past. When you believe in things you just don't understand, and you suffer. Yeah. Superstition ain't the way.
Thank you. Oh, I know some of these people. Hello, Alice. Hi, Alice. Cassandra. Don. Jay. Oh, Jay says happy birthday to me. That's nice. That's nice. That's very kind. Thank you for watching. Thank you for saying hi. Hello back to you. All right. Let's go into alternate tuning, which drop C is not really an alternate tuning. High school jazz band teacher would say, close enough for jazz. All right, this one's called The Old You. Still.
track the old down. Still trying to track the
Thank you so much. Thank you. You sound like eight people. So I'm originally from Pittsburgh, PA, and this is a song I wrote after making the move. It's called Lost in the Crowd.
Love, have you been let down? No one around to
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Pennsylvania people. Oh, Cassandra, did she leave? Is that what the thanks is for?
No,
she's just saying thank you.
She's saying that was one of my favorite songs.
Nice. Thank you. Cassandra and Larry, these are some Pennsylvania friends. Opposite sides of the state, though. Larry's in Lancaster, where I was supposed to be playing on the 28th, but I'm not going to be. And Cassandra's in a little bit closer to Pittsburgh. I haven't had anything canceled in Pittsburgh yet, but I'm just waiting. All right, Larry, asking for cover songs. I've been looping since 1998, which is not to say that I've been, you know, pioneered it in any way, because there's a guy named Phil Kagi who was looping in the 90s, much earlier than I was. He's the first person I ever saw do it, and then you have Les Paul, who was doing it with reel-to-reel tape. Yeah, there's actually a video you can find on YouTube of Les Paul, like, live looping. All right, this is a non-looping tune.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
Thanks for the request, Larry. Sorry for giving you a hard time. Well, if you're not familiar with my music, again, my name is Jeff Miller. I'm a Nashville-based singer-songwriter, looping guitarist. And my website is jeffmilleronline.com. You can find, tour dates. theoretical tour dates on my spring tour you can find there. I'll be updating that every day as things change. This is a newer tune of mine. This one's called Square One.
You took off 2 years ago. You said you have places to go. And this town was just too small for you. I'm left here wondering why you were always on my mind. Was I just playing the fool? I stood up for you, no one else would. They all said, look what she's done. Gone without a trace. Can always go back Look at what the cat dragged in. It's our story's heroine. But did you come back too late? 'Cause I had my own life to live. Now I'm trying to forgive you. But you know I just can't forget. Gone for 2 whole years. Suddenly you appear. You're telling me you wanna start again. But time won't heal these wounds. Yours were the deepest too. You can always go back to square one.
This one in a little while. This is the title track off my first album. This one's called Trying to Be Cool. It's a lighthearted look, the drama of high school romance. Crazy for you, and I thought you knew, so I took a chance. And that's the two our school dance that was last spring. You were my everything. I was your April fool, and each day at school I'd stop and think. But summer's come and gone.
since we had the talk, and I was left in shock. I'm still sitting at the back of the bus on the way back home. Still eat my lunch with the hip kids in. You. I walk through the halls, I stare at the walls, so I can see you pass by. As much as I try, it's my tragic flaw. I have to turn and watch, and to my surprise, you're there with my grimes. How quickly it's taken. Got the sick face, I tell my friends that it's fine, that I really don't mind, but it tears me up inside. And though I try to hide, I can't escape the truth. No, I'm not over you. Without you.
Thank you. Hello, Marion. Hello, Patty. Thank you for watching. All right, Jay, you're putting me on the spot here. This is the title track off my live album. It's called Can You Hear the Music? And it's probably my hardest song to do because of the loop at the beginning. And maybe you'll understand why when I start playing it. We'll see.
To your room. dream. Whenever you're asleep, can you hear the music? Can you hear the music? Morning comes much too soon. Take a breath and face me. It's overfilled with things to do. And get away. Now could you just slow down enough to calm down? Can you hear the music? Can you hear the music? It's all around. It's all around. It's all around. It's all around you.
Thank you. Johnny Phillips.
From Alabama.
From Alabama. Hey. Thank you, everyone contributing online. That's it's overwhelming. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. This is a song that I wrote after my wife and I first started dating. It's called Little Things.
You got that song running through my head. I like to just have to laugh before I say hello. That's the way it is with you. I poke fun at the things you do, but don't mean that I mind. Please don't you ever change, even though I sometimes think you're strange. I hope you know I've come to find.
Gina. Hey, thank you for tuning in. Travis, thank you. Thank you. People are sharing the link to the live video. Means the world to me. Thank you for tuning in. And this is strange. This is strange for me, but I'm feeling the love. So thank you so much. If you somehow stumbled on this, Third Street Coffee House is here in Roanoke. And every Friday night all year, pretty much, yeah. Like minus holidays, I guess. It's a great listening room. Every Friday night starts at 7 p.m., doors at 7, music at 7:30. And if you're interested in perhaps playing down here, you can email the guys. What's the website? Oh, email Josh at booking3rdstreet at gmail.
Sometimes my life just don't make sense at all. The mountains look so big, my faith just seems so small. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been king of my glory. Won't you be my up in the night and I feel dark. So hard inside my soul, I swear there must be blisters on my heart. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been king of my glory. Won't you be my prince? Surrender don't come natural to me. I'd rather fight you for something I don't really want. Take what you give that I need. I'm beating my head against so many walls. Now I'm falling down, falling on my knees. Salvation Army band is playing this hymn. Grace rings out so deep, makes my resistance seem so thin. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been king of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? Sing only Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been king of my glory. Won't you be my prince?
Thank you so much. Only play a couple more tonight. Thank you again so much, everyone who's tuned in and all you've, you know, come to the room tonight here. Despite what it might sound like, we do have a handful of people here. Hello, Max and Donna. Thank you for tuning in. I got a couple more tunes left. Thank you again. Thank you to Third Street for thinking to put this up on Facebook. And everyone who's virtually tipped me tonight and hung out for the concert in your homes or wherever you might be. And maybe some of the other venues will be doing some more of this Facebook Live stuff, so I'll be sharing those links too. So thank you again for tuning in. All right, this is a tune from my live album. Thank you.
they mean so much. How I feel about you now is what they describe when I say I love you. You know I love you. You know I love you. You know I love you. Can do me wrong, oh, but I still love you all along. I don't know how, but those sweet little words, they still apply. Yeah, I love you, you know I love you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, yeah, thank you so much. Hello to Sue and David. Melissa. Melissa and I went to high school together. Amanda and Terry. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to play one more tune. I'm going to dedicate this to the Nashville residents. We had some tornadoes come through just last week. And my neighborhood was all right, but it was just, it went just a mile north of where we live. And lots of devastation. So a lot of you might know this song. This is an old Sting song. Sing along with your phones, maybe.
Thank you.
much. Thank you, guys. Thank you online.
All right. Thanks again, Jeff, for coming. I'd shake your hand, but that would be
elbow bump.
Yeah, I don't know how safe that is, but I don't care. But thanks again for everybody, and we're going to sign off now. Share the video with your friends, okay? And let them know what we're doing. Thanks. Good night.
On the corner of Mountain and Third.
The Third Street Coffee House is a smoke-free, alcohol-free, atmosphere-rich listening room in Roanoke, Virginia that has been hosting the finest in live, local, and regional music since 1987. Bob and Denise Schmucker run the place with a host of volunteers. Josh Jones books the acts. Mike Frankie produces the radio show, and Trinity United Methodist Church puts a roof over our heads. To do our part during the current coronavirus situation, we've temporarily closed our doors to live audiences. However, you can join us now on Facebook Live at the usual time, every Friday night at 7:30. Find our Facebook page to stay up to date on other musical events. Third Street Coffee House, where the song lives on.
And the song lives on. When everything outside is upside down, sit back and look to the heavens and savor the feeling of footsteps on the ceiling.